Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about experiencing monetary crunch. Don't buy heavy equipment. Rent it. But again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. People who are from the construction business frequently experience the problem of unable to buy heavy equipment due to shortage of finance. They may have got the big projects to work, but often they find themselves short of heavy equipment, and when they think of buying a few machines, they experience huge shortage of finance. Heavy equipment are thousands of dollar items, and you will not get any at the dirt cheap rate as long as it is outdated model and is being used by none. You know, again, you know, it has to be an older model to get it a lot cheaper. Now, the value of a heavy piece of heavy equipment is always going to be huge, huge purchase. Those type of machines will be no use to you, the older, outdated machines. It is better that you are sold as scrapped. It's better to get rid of them, put them in a scrap bin, and out the gate, you know. So, what can you do when you are in the middle of signing a few very important and life-changing projects at the back of your mind, you know that you're highly short of heavy equipment, are in no position to buy new heavy machinery? Well, the better way to deal with this kind of situation is to rent some machines for the time that you think you will need them to complete the project. Though you have to spend some money each and every month as paying to rent it to its owner, but you still you will be able to get the work done. Again, you know, cover your finances, make sure you do, you know, what you need, and then rent the piece of equipment. Later, you'll feel that you can buy one such equipment, you can take the call, but till the time you are having the monetary issues, you should not be thinking about increasing them by intending to buy more machines. One of the most important, appropriate ways to take heavy equipment on rent is to do it online or find a heavy equipment rental dealer. There you can find numerous machines posted by various owners, all wanting to either sell their machines or rent it. Searching for heavy equipment online will give you good enough options. You also will be able to see the pictures of machines, read the descriptions, and analyze if this is what you should be looking at. A few online portals also allow you to contact the owner of the machine so that you can speak to him and clear your doubts if you have any. You can also try to negotiate the price with the owner only if he is comfortable in doing so. It is very important that you estimate the duration for which you need the heavy equipment. It is very much possible that you have to contact different owners and take the machine on rent from them. You may not find one person renting all the different types of machines that you need, like a roller, a blade, an excavator, a dozer, an articulated truck. You know, some people might be out of that piece of equipment, so you might have to rent it somewhere else. Therefore, knowing which equipment is needed will be very crucial. It is also possible that one owner has a lot of the machines with him, but has listed only a few. You can check with him or her if they have more in stock and if he wishes to rent them as well. You may get all your fruits in one basket, like calling someone like B&R Equipment. Last but not least, make proper rental agreement with all the terms and conditions stated explicitly in it. This will help you safeguard your rights, and you do not have to pay more than anything that are not mentioned in the agreement. Again, you know, check your options, read everything, and get it done. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.